Pirkei Avot, Perek He, Mishnah Bet, Chapter 5, Mishnah 2, says as follows. Asara dorot me Adam ve'ad Noach. There were 10 generations from Adam to Noah. Lohodia kama erech apayim lefanav. Shekol hadorot hayumach isin lefanav achehevi alehem et me hamabul. This shows how great is God's patience. For all those generations continued to anger him until finally brought upon them the waters of the flood. This short Mishnah leads us to the following question. If in every generation there was evil, so much so that it led to the destruction of the known world, why did God wait for those 9 generations before bringing the flood? The answer comes in a striking passage from the Midrash. Tells us there were 3 instances in which God overlooked idolatry, but would not condone quarrel and conflict. The first was in the time of this generation. They began to worship idols, but because there was peace among them, God bided his time and did not punish them. The generation of the flood, however, robbed and pillaged one another, developing internal contention and strife. This God could not overlook. A commentary by Rabbi Yosef Chaim ben Yitzchak Zelig Cairo, the Minchas Shavis, says that each generation from Adam to Noah represented each of the 10 commandments, which are the keystone of the Torah and that which the world is based on. In each of these generations, one of those commandments was lost. In the earlier generations, you had the commandments recognition of God and the prohibition of idol worship. But only once the final generation negated the last of the 10 commandments, the commandment to not covet others, to respect other people, their property, and their person, was the world worthy of destruction. What we understand from this, what we learn from this progression, is that the world can sustain itself through so many difficulties, through so many challenges. But when we can't have peace amongst ourselves, when we can't get along with one another, for that the world can no longer be sustained. And ultimately, at that point in time, that's when the world is negated and worldwide destruction comes. Let us take this to heart and recognize that shalom, peace, is ultimately what keeps the world together, sustained, and ultimately flourishing.